Well, this is certainly the year of the estate tax debate, as Pat Wolf of the American Farm Bureau Federation recaps where we currently stand.
Under current law, estate taxes will be on the books on January 1st of 2011 with a $1 million exemption and a top rate of 55%. We haven't seen a tax rate that high or an estate tax exemption that low for 10 years.
Wolf says Congress has to act in order to prevent the rates from reverting back to the high levels.
And fortunately, there is agreement on Capitol Hill that this $1 million level that's supposed to start on January 1st is unacceptable, that we can't go back 10 years and keep farms and business, small businesses going.
But unfortunately, lawmakers on Capitol Hill cannot agree on how exactly it should be done. As Wolf says, the House has already passed a bill back in December that would put the exemption at $3.5 million, but the Senate thinks they can do better.
There is a bipartisan effort underway being spearheaded by Senator Blanche Lincoln from Arkansas and Senator John Kyle from Arizona. And they have pledged to get a proposal to the floor that would provide an even bigger exemption, a $5 million exemption, and a lower rate, a 35% rate.
However, the issue now is that time is running short, and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid still hasn't given a clear direction for considering the measure. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.